Hey, welcome Hope Church in person and welcome Hope Church at home. Wow, it is so good to be with all of you today. And today is our last week in the series that we've been doing called Don't Worry, Be Happy, Confident Living in Troubled Times. Our task has been to present to you principles that will help you biblically elevate your self-esteem. Let me just recap for a minute. Remember, fatigue, failure, and fear robs us of confidence. That's exactly what happened to Jesus' disciples after he died. But then the presence of Jesus gives us not only power to be confident, but power to keep on going. We also said you have a choice in life. You can get yourself confidence about what other people think of you or about what God thinks of you. And God doesn't have a distorted view of you. Remember this, that God's grace builds a bridge. And we have to choose to walk across that bridge when it comes to our unresolved guilt. And when it comes to unrealistic expectations. We've talked about all of this. Last week we talked about going the extra step in really having your self-esteem just soar. And how do we do that? By not focusing all of our attention on our appearance, on our acquired goods, and on our accomplishments. And today we wrap up our series on self-esteem. And if you really want to have a good self-esteem, maybe you haven't thought about this, but I guarantee you it will do more for you than you might think it will. Make it your goal to bring out the best in others. If you want to have confidence, then lift up other people around you. I mean, Jesus said it so clear. It's a foundation of our relationships, and it's a foundation of you and me elevating our own self-esteem. Jesus said this, John 13, 34. Jesus said, "As I have loved you, so you must love one another." I mean, Jesus loved people a lot of ways. Let me just give you three ideas this morning. They are principles that will not only build your self-esteem, but it'll build the self-esteem of those around you. Here's the first thing. Oh, and by the way, why don't you keep score today? Why don't you, at the end of each of these three, ask yourself, how am I doing with these? And we'll rate you on a scale of 1 to 10. 1, I don't do very well, and 10, I'm doing very well. In other words, do I bring out the worst in people, or do I bring out the best in people? Here's the first one. Accept the uniqueness in other people. Yeah, I mean, you know this, God made everyone different. And it's easier to accept some people, it's easier to get along with some people, it's easier to affirm some people than other people. The Bible says this, accept one another just as Christ accepted you. The feeling of acceptance, and we've alluded to this in this series, is a big deal when it comes to our confidence. And the reality is, how do you know? You say, how do I know if I've really accepted people or not accepted other people? Well, the Bible says it this way. Love doesn't demand its own way. In other words, you don't insist that other people have to be like you in order to accept them and to like them. I mean, today in church, there are people who are wearing masks. And there are people who are not wearing masks. Some people want a hug. Some people don't want a hug. You know, at Hope Church, I have always promoted unity and not uniformity. I applaud those who wear a mask today. It's no problem. I applaud those who don't. God made us unique. And you, here's what God wants. He wants you to be you. He also wants you to be kind. And he also wants you to be biblical. And sometimes we let our personal preferences act like they're biblical absolutes. Quite frankly, they're just personal preferences. God never intended for us to all be the same. We're not supposed to be carbon copies. Now, we're supposed to respect one another. We're supposed to encourage one another. We're supposed to be considerate of one another. Let me ask you to do this. Rate yourself, 1 to 10. Are you a judgmental person and you expect everyone else to be like you? Why don't you ask the person at home anyway who's sitting next to you? Do I uplift people or do I bring down people? Here's another way that we can lift up other people around them. I just say it this way. Expect the best. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7, this is how the Living Bible records it. If you love someone, you will always believe in him and always expect the best of him. Dr. Carl Menninger said, attitudes are more important than facts. Your attitudes towards other people can make them or break them, bless them or curse them. Expect the best in others. If you love somebody and always expect the best in them, that's how they're going to perform. Confidence is really a thing that is caught more than taught. When I was in business school, I remember them talking about two different theories, theory X and theory Y. One of them is I'm always going to look down on people because they never want to do their best. And the other one is I'm going to look at people and assume that they want to do their best. Okay. Let's rate ourselves again. What are you expecting from others? Not much? Or do you look at somebody and expect the best? Why don't you give yourself a 1 to 10 on this? 1, I don't do very well, honestly. And 10, you know what? I think I do pretty well at this. 1 more, it's kind of simple, but if you want to help other people have a good self-esteem, which in turn is going to build your self-esteem, then make people feel valuable. Make people feel like they are worthwhile. When you do that, you're acting like God towards people. I didn't say you're becoming a god, but you're adapting the attitude that Jesus had. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 says this, love looks for ways of being constructive. The Bible says, encourage one another and build one another up. James Dobson did a study some years back, and they studied about 10,000 women. They found that the number one cause of depression in women was a low self-esteem. Now, that's not just women. It's all of us. And you have the power within you to do something about that. People are starving for affirmation. People want to know that they matter. People want to know that they count. If you bring out the best of other people, you bring out value and affirm other people, again, you're doing exactly what Jesus would have done. Why don't you do a study on how Jesus looked at other people, how he showed attention to people, how he was present when he was present. Another aspect of this is just showing appreciation. Showing appreciation for those around you. What does this mean? It means to raise their value. Just like depreciation means to lower the value. Any of us who have bought a car know what depreciation is like. The value when we buy it is here, and then soon after, it is depreciated. Every time you appreciate somebody in your family, every time you appreciate a friend, every time you appreciate a coworker, it raises their value. I'll tell you who was really good at this. It's the man who got thrown in prison for his faith and had a lot of time to think and a lot of time to write letters in the Bible, in the New Testament. It's the Apostle Paul. Almost every book that Paul scribed, he began with something like, hey, you guys are doing a good job. Every time I think of you, I thank God. I remember you. I appreciate you. I affirm you. I believe in you. Our task is to help people have their value raised. And when you do that, it raises your own value. Insecure people make other people feel insecure. Insecure people don't want other people to be lifted up. They want to pull other people down. How often do you do this for others? In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, it says, encourage one another daily. Encourage one another daily. Why don't you rate yourself on this? In what you did last week. In this past week, have you built people up? Have you encouraged people? Have you actually been present when you're present? Have you affirmed people? And you could just see it in their countenance. They were lifted up. You know, I know especially for guys, you know, when we say, hey, affirm your wife, affirm your family, they're like, oh, I have such a hard time expressing myself and my feelings. Well, okay, admit that, then do something about it. Hey, thanks for breakfast, it means a lot. Hey, thanks for that, it means a lot. Hey, good job there. It is so easy to point out when somebody doesn't do something well, but we need to point out when people do a good job. It's increasing their value. Why don't you think for a moment and then put yourself in one of these categories? Are you a person who is more often in the balcony for other people? In other words, you're pulling people up, you're lifting people up. Or are you a person who is more likely to be in the basement? You have a critical eye of what everybody's doing. You don't accept people and their uniqueness. You don't believe the best in people, for sure. And you're a person who pulls others down. Friends, think about what Jesus has done for you. He died for you. He believes in you. He has forgiven you your sins. Everything about Jesus is lifting others up. The question is today, when it comes to don't worry, be happy, even in troubled times we can have confidence, are you the person who gives confidence to others? Or are you the person that drags other people down? I think this has to do with our whole concept of being thankful. God, I'm thankful for not only what you have done, I am so thankful that it radiates into how I treat other people. As we wrap up this series on confidence today, I want to challenge you to become an encourager. You want to be like Jesus? He was an encourager. Make it your mission to build people up. It's sure we have to correct people at times, but we can correct people in a positive way without condemning them. I understand that not everybody's going to be your best friend and you're not going to like everybody, and quite frankly, some people are harder to like than others. But we can accept people for God and how He made them, and we can believe the best in people. Last thought here, and I wrote this down. The most important thing you can do for people in life is to tell them about Jesus in the way you live, in the way you act, in the way you interact. That's one of the most important things you can do for people. The Bible says that we've got to love others as we love ourselves. We've been talking about how to build up our self-esteem, but we do that in a way also that lifts others up. God bless you this morning, and I'm so excited to be together with you in the building, and I bless all of you who are Hope Church at home, and we look forward to seeing you sometime in the near future. Let me pray for you all this morning. Father, thank you. Thank you that you love us unconditionally, that if we want to be like Jesus, then we need to do what Jesus did, and that is to build people up. And God, I pray that we do that, and I pray that you would convict our hearts if we're people who just want to bring other people down. God, thank you. What a privilege it is today. What an honor it is to share your word and principles that make a difference in life. Amen.